Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Belgian officials say preliminary indications suggest the attack on two police officers outside a police station was an act of terrorism. But the country's prime minister says authorities are still collecting information. Two female officers were injured by a man wielding a machete. He was shot and killed. Officials say he was shouting Allah Akbar. Prime Minister Charles Michel has cut short his vacation, and he's returning to Belgium tomorrow for a meeting of the National Security Council. A fire in a bar in northern France has killed 13 people. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the bar went up in flames early this morning after birthday candles ignited a combustible ceiling.
The fire broke out in Rouen, the principal city in the region of Normandy. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve says more than 50 firefighters battled the blaze at the Cuba Libre bar, which was rented for a birthday party. Witnesses say the building went up extremely quickly. The victims were said to be asphyxiated by a poisonous gas released from the synthetic ceiling material. Officials say there's no reason to expect foul play, but France is tense after two recent attacks by extremists. The killing of an elderly Catholic priest by two teenagers who swore allegiance to ISIS took place just a few miles from Rouen in a Normandy village. The funeral of Father Jacques Hamel was held in the Rouen Cathedral this week. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
In Syria, allied rebels say they've broken through the government's siege in Aleppo. NPR's Allison Mews reports all sides are fighting to control routes in and out of the city.
The Levant Conquest Front says its men have converged with their brothers who were trapped in the Aleppo siege. The former al-Qaeda affiliate vows to restore all routes lost to regime forces 1 month ago. The group also posted drone footage to YouTube purporting to show Syrian warplanes bombing its newly seized positions. Syrian state media says the Air Force is bombing terrorist convoys. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the rebels could soon cut off the last road connecting Aleppo's government-held districts to the rest of the country, and that would put more than a million people under rebel siege. Allison Mews, NPR News, Beirut.
The first gold medal of the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro was won by an American. 19-year-old Ginny Thrasher won the women's 10-meter air rifle competition, beating a two-time gold medalist from China. Her mother, Valerie, tells NPR's Tom Goldman her daughter is focused and very disciplined.
She has a process. She keeps with her process. She shoots the same shot every shot, and she just competes to do the best she can in each competition. This was the best she could do. It's awesome.
And the U.S. women's soccer team beat France today. It's their second win in the Olympics. On Wednesday, they won over New Zealand. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. In Japan, thousands gathered to mark the 71st anniversary of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima, with officials calling for a nuclear-free world. In May, President Obama visited Hiroshima, where 140,000 people died in the attack. He was the first sitting U.S. president to do so. Hundreds of firefighters in Montana are trying to gain more control over the Roaring Lion forest fire that broke out nearly a week ago. Some evacuees have been allowed to return home in the last couple of days, but Montana Public Radio's Eric Whitney reports officials are warning them to be prepared to leave again quickly if necessary.
Firefighters have made good progress building fire line in areas that threaten homes, achieving 20% containment of the fire that's now grown to cover nearly 13 square miles. But a forecast for scattered, mostly dry thunderstorms has fire crew leaders concerned, says spokesman Mike Cole.
Today is a big safety watch out for firefighters on the line. With the predicted thunderstorms could come lightning,